The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Now, Stephen O'Leary is here from the company Olitico to take a look at some of the top viral and trending stories in the past week. Stephen, we're starting with a story about a couple who uploaded a video to YouTube about a miscarriage that they had, and it's been receiving mixed reaction. Tell me about it.
Yeah, this is a particularly kind of strange story. It's kind of emerged over the last week, and it's part of this phenomena of vlogging where families, and there are certainly sort of, it happens around the world, but there's a particular emphasis on it happening in the US, basically share their lives on YouTube through a series of kind of clips that go up sometimes one a day, sometimes more often. And this story has kind of come out over the last 2 weeks where a couple found that they were pregnant in the very early throes of pregnancy. And a few days later, they posted the following video online.
We were so happy and we were just laughing. You can see in our vlog from yesterday, we were just so overjoyed and it was like a huge celebration. And then it just, bam, it just hit us like a bomb. And those of you who have experienced miscarriage before, you know, I can relate now. I have felt my womb empty out. I never, ever, ever knew that women felt that way.
Found out they were pregnant is the phrase you use, Stephen. I mean, it's pretty odd the way they found out, for starters. It was he telling her, etc. And it was just a bit unsavoury, frankly, if people are having their breakfast this morning. But having said all that, oh, seriously, the details are bizarre. Like, they put a second video up there, and like it says, like, you know, they said they didn't post the second video for publicity. So which 50-50 are you on?
I think it's very hard to know what to make of this story. I mean, there's been an excellent investigation in the National Post, if any of your listeners want to maybe check it out online, where they look at the last 3 or 4 years of this couple's life. Sam has given up his job as a nurse to kind of do this full time now. And as a result, they're going to need to get views on videos to support their life. I mean, that's essentially how this works. The more views the video gets, the more money they get from advertising. But I think to kind of, you know, some people have come out and said it's really good that they're sharing this information and sharing this experience. But for me, I think it's a very difficult thing to see being described.
Well, for those of you wondering who the hell you're talking about, just take a look at Good Looking Parents Sing Disney's Frozen, 21 million views. And now Husband Shocks Wife with Pregnancy Announcement, 12.5 million already. They're big. Would E! News have covered them in a big way there, Ruth?
I'm not sure if E! Would cover them. I don't know about the topic. It's a little bit TMI, I think.
TMI? Oh, wow. Well, I've got a quick look that up, quick. What's TMI mean? Very, very good, yeah. Okay, tell us, Stephen, more.
So closer to home, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, there was a meteor shower. Now, most of us were probably tucked up in bed when it was happening. But the good news was the skies were clear when it happened. And as a result, there were spectacular photographs taken across Ireland and the UK. And through Wednesday night, because not a lot of else was happening on Twitter, it trended then. And then obviously Thursday morning, as people woke up to see these photographs, they were being shared right across the world. And really, they were spectacular.
Yeah, a friend of mine got up now. This was in Dublin, had a look for it at 4 o'clock in the morning, and said there was too many lights from the city and he just couldn't see anything. So you need to be somewhere else, I think, than somewhere like Dublin.
Where there isn't pollution.
Well, there aren't so many lights, maybe. Okay, so it was good, yeah? Did you get up yourself?
I didn't get up, but I looked at a lot of the photographs the next morning and they were spectacular.
Right, okay.
Alphabet is another term that kind of came up this week and trended an awful lot thanks to Google. So Google, basically, the big change, I suppose, for them over the last 5 or 10 years has been that they're no longer just a search engine. They do a huge array of things, you know, as diverse as self-driving cars now that they're kind of trying to develop. And as a result, they have created a new company called Alphabet that is basically above Google. But their choice of name, the word Alphabet, the fact that they don't have the Alphabet Twitter handle, meant that some guy in the US who did started getting an awful lot of tweets during the middle of the week asking him questions, and he had to kind of put up his hand and say, so I'm not Google, by the way, I'm just a regular Joe.
Do you have a Twitter handle there, Brent? Do you, it's not at Fabulous Shirts.
It's at Real Brent, Real Brent Pope, which is a joke because someone came on and said, my God, who would want to impersonate you, which was very kind. I know. The reason was because there's another BBC sports commentator who does ice hockey, who does the Olympics, called Brent Pope.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's a lot of confusion. Yeah. So when it came up that Brent Pope was going to do the Olympics for BBC, I thought, great. I was a bit like the guy for Alphabet.
By the way, the Times in London, the classical correspondent there for 25 years is David Fanning. And the amount of people thought I had more strings to my bow than I actually had.
Fantastic. Well, the real Dave Fanning.
Yeah, exactly. Now, go on, Stephen. Anyway, Tommy O'Donnell, yeah?
Yeah, this is, I suppose, was one of the sadder stories. Obviously, Ireland got a win last weekend, which was great. And Keith Earls trended at the time because of his performance. Cardiff was always up there too. But unfortunately, Tommy O'Donnell's injury, and I suppose the hours afterwards. The big difference now too is that in the past, we probably would have had to wait till a press conference maybe on the Monday or Tuesday to get a lot of information. Within minutes of the injury happening, people were speculating online as to what had happened, and everyone was trying to find out. So he trended, and obviously sort of we got the sad news over the following days that he wasn't going to make the World
Jack, Cup. Are you tech savvy? I mean, you're obviously with
Yes, of course I am.
With Mobi app earlier on.
Absolutely, totally, yeah. But I tell you something, that first story was so cringeworthy.
You're on the side of no thanks, believe a word of it.
No thanks, my God. And such an infringement on privacy, even to the wife, and I know she's a willing participant, but
somebody has to produce the programme here. Earlier on, why do people do that? That's what people do. This is today.
No, that's what weird people do. Oh, that is not what people do. We're talking about normal people.
The internet is full of people who are
weirdos. People overshare way.
Well, that's
much.
What I mean. That's
weirdos.
Let's lead to huge problems, hasn't it, in modern society? I don't want to be an old fogey and people say, but you know what? When nothing is private or sacrosanct anymore in people's lives, where are we getting to? You know, people don't talk enough now. I know this is my mental health cap, but I mean, we're seeing huge problems with young people now about communication skills.
Oh, they get
on a bus.
This is normal, though.
Well, they get on a bus and they put their headphones on or they're on their phones. I go out and I see people out. I was on holiday a couple of weeks ago and the whole family were out on their phone for the duration of an hour. In a beautiful place in Italy, and I thought, my God, what's the world coming to? Sorry about it. It's just a
no. Absolutely, that is completely true. You bring kids on a holiday somewhere, and they're just got their heads stuck in this little tablet.
Yeah, where's it going? That's a scary thing.
It's like that movie Her, where we're all going to start having relationships through our phones.
With our phone. Yeah. Actually, funny thing is, a very famous person.
Really.
Yeah, in fact, a very famous person that I know who blah 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 does things and etc. And the people come and like check out their house and hang outside for ages and all the rest. They don't do it anymore for themselves. They do it anymore to stick the selfie up, whatever it is, to take pictures of the house, etc., and to bring it back home to show or something. Nobody can sort of live in the moment and enjoy it. God, I'm on a rant here. I better shut up.
No,
it's not my problem.
People do to live in the moment.
Yeah, Stephen, go on.
Well, speaking about living in the moment in beautiful places, there was some great news for the Cliffs of Moher this week as it emerged that it's probably going to become Ireland's most popular tourist attraction in 2015. Visitors are up 15% year on year. And it's set to rival the Guinness Storehouse for number one spot. And obviously, sometimes what you find is that lots of trends come together. One account in Ireland, we've spoken about them before, they took great photographs around some of the concerts, but the Garda Traffic account does some really, really good stuff. And one of their standout tweets, because obviously it's a very serious job and a lot of their content has to be very serious because of the nature of it, but they do have a much lighter side. And one of their tweets during the week was, if you are one of the 58,000 today, speaking about the Leaving Cert students, good luck, and just remember the Cliffs of Moher never took an exam and look how popular it is.
That's fantastic.
That's well done. All right, well put. Listen, guys, thank you very much indeed for dropping into us on the programme today. Jackie Lavin, Brent Pope, Ruth O'Neill and Stephen O'Leary as well from Olitico. It's time to get out of here. It's today Friday, is it? Okay, well I'll be back with you on Monday at 9 o'clock. Take it easy, right? And Keelan's coming up after the news.